All right, not practicing today. Ace Jackson, Eli Buka, Alan Ball, Alex Okafor, who has decided he's going to play with the bicep. It's just going to be a matter of getting the pain tolerance before we get him back out there. Gabe Martin, Shaq Riddick, Ed Stinson, and Robert Kimdiche. He's real close, but he's not quite ready yet. All the rest of the guys are practicing. How much they practice, Ty, Justin, Frosty, we'll see.
Yeah, nobody's shaking their confidence in any way. This is preseason.
Is that what people say? You look at these two losses, and you have scored quite a bit. People, the folks outside kind of overreact and not realize what's going on.
Yeah, I think that tendency is that, woe is me. But when our starters have played 15 plays, no, 20 plays maybe, that's not even a good half. And so we've had bad halves before, come back one game. So it's not a doomsday situation by any stretch of the imagination.
What kind of challenges does this bicep thing represent for Alex?
It's just a pain tolerance thing. It's not a functional strength thing.
Where have you seen Kareem grow the most?
Kareem's changed his body the last 2 years from a down linebacker now, long, lean. He's using his length much better. His power rush is better. So he's been able to use his speed more. And if you don't have a power rush, you're not going to get home. He's developed a pretty good power rush.
How hard is that for a player to go from inside to outside?
From down lineman to – that's always – all three, four teams have the same problem. You draft smaller defensive ends hoping you can make them outside backers. Some can, some can't.
You got guys who who do stand up at 3 point, like guy like Josh Moore, who works on like three or four different things. How many players do you have besides that on your D line to do that?
Normally you have, two or three who play all four or five positions. You'd like to have, I'd love to see Kimdiche out there, so find out if he can do it. But I think he can.
Not even just on his playing ability, but what he does.
Well, I wouldn't say his passion's coming back yet. But having him out there in the huddle is going to be good.
Got to get in passion shape.
Yeah, it takes a little time to get in passion shape too.
Brandon Wade's progressing the way you want him to.
Yeah, I thought Brandon got really better last week, going against different receivers, seeing different things. I thought he held his own all week.
What's the biggest challenge facing him going forward then to take another step?
Yeah, just continue to grow. Because the balls are coming your way, I hope to have him back out there Wednesday, in some kind of limited capacity, but we'll see.
Having the PUP guys back, does that give you confidence for the opener that they can be ready?
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. It's just a matter of conditioning now, football conditioning, hitting and getting their pad level down and all those things that we've been all doing for 15, 18 days.